I'm very happy now to welcome Donna Padacci. She is the district chair for the Group Study Exchange Program of Rotary International, and Guadalupe Goler, who is a member of the Santa Fe Rotary Club and the leader of last year's exchange program. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Hello, thank you.
Thank you for having me. Nice to be here.
So this is a program whose deadline is coming up, and we'll be talking about that in a second, for young professionals aged 25 to 40, and it's a real exchange between the United States and the country that is chosen that year. How does it work?
That is correct. Each year, our Rotary District, which includes all of New Mexico and Western Texas, chooses to exchange a team of people with another country. This coming year, from April to May of 2010, we're going to be exchanging with the Philippines. And we have an application process. There is a committee that interviews the applicants and chooses a team. There are four non-Rotary members. These are the young professionals. And then they are led by a Rotarian, who is the team leader.
So young professional, that means 25 to 40.
That is correct.
What kind of professions are we talking about? What kind of folks have you brought to other countries and have you seen coming from other countries?
Well, it covers the full gamut, so long as it is a generally recognized profession. That's the only requirement. We've had everything
from trapeze artists?
I don't think I've experienced that, but I suppose it could be. But we've had truck farmers to nuclear physicists, teachers, state policemen, private business owners like Guadalupe, nonprofit directors. It really covers the gamut. What we're looking for are young people who are at a point in their career where they can benefit from this month-long experience in another country, where there are very, very minimal expenses. Rotary covers everything but a medical exam, medical insurance, a passport, and a small token gift to give to their Rotarian host, because the team members are hosted by local Rotarians in the country they visit.
Let's step back for a minute. Rotary International, and we had a thing not too long ago on this show about Rotary International. It's this amazing, loose, international network of people who join Rotary who have perhaps not that much in common except a desire to give back and meet more people.
It is a service organization. Our motto is service above self. Rotary not only does programs in their local communities, but we do a great many international programs where we give money and labor to work on projects in other countries. Rotary, along with the United Nations, has almost eradicated polio. We have been the lead organization. We have given hundreds of millions of dollars over the years, and polio exists only in four countries now, and we've got a big push on with a matching gift from Bill Gates, and we're trying to end it in the next couple of years. But that's been the largest single Rotary project.
It's funny, everybody knows that polio has been largely eradicated. Nobody knows that Rotary has anything to do with it.
Well, until just a few years ago, it was really frowned on within Rotary to promote ourselves. It is an invitation organization, and we just didn't do press releases. We really did not tell people what we did. But a few years ago, I think everyone recognized that the public needs to know, because it's an organization that appeals to a lot of people, and it's appropriate for them to know what Rotary does.
So the program that you did last time around was an exchange with the nation of Colombia, and Guadalupe Goler, you actually took a group of three or four people down to Colombia, these young professionals. What did you do there?
Well, there were two young men and one woman, also young. Joe Lewis, he's from Santa Fe. Angela Alba, who lives in Albuquerque, she's in the hotel industry. And Tomas Valdez, he's from Las Cruces, New Mexico. He's also in the hotel business. Their companies support that project, so there were two big companies that they came to this trip. What we did, we visited Rotary projects. They took us all over, whatever the city we went, they would take us to the key places of tourism from over there. But and also they match us with other business related to our business. It's just such a wonderful way to visit a country because you really do it from the inside. It was fantastic.
So every host is a member of Rotary, but you try to match them. So if you have somebody, for example, who is a doctor or nurse, you might get them involved with a family that's also the medical profession.
Yes. The professional visits, they don't have to be Rotarians. The families that we will stay, they were Rotarians.
And what was it like for the students? I mean, some of these students have Spanish last names, but maybe they didn't speak fluent Spanish, and maybe some of them were just learning Spanish to go down there.
I would like to interject. They are not students.
I don't mean students. I mean participants.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, the three of them speak reasonably enough to understand all the time most of their conversations. Of course, there were times where they were a little bit overwhelmed. We have Joe Lewis, that like I say, he lives in Santa Fe. He is in the construction business. He has his own company.
So he probably speaks Spanish.
He does speak Spanish, yes. Besides, he has studied, of course, being involved with so many people who does construction, and they are from Mexico, of course, he speaks some. But they were fine. Yeah, there are moments, like I said, that you do get a little overwhelmed. But it's part of the excitement of this trip, to be willing to do that.
So when they come back, how do they use, interpret, bring forward the experience that they had?
Well, in a couple of ways. In relationship to Rotary, we do invite each of the team members, including Guadalupe, and they give presentations about their month-long visit to Rotary clubs around our district. They can also be invited to talk to other groups, not just Rotary, but they come back and they share what they have learned and experienced. I think probably one of the biggest issues for the returning team was to share how wonderful Colombia is with New Mexicans. I know
because of course people have some stereotypes about violence, drug cartels, and that's about it.
Absolutely.
Or maybe if they know something about music, salsa.
Exactly. When the team came from Colombia, because again, this is an exchange. When our team goes to them, their team comes to us. And when they got off the plane, the Colombian team said, our primary goal here is to share with you how wonderful our country is, and that it's not what you see on TV and radio. While that may exist in some parts of the country, that's not what our country is about. And so they spent a great deal of time sharing that with us.
Right. Well, it'd be like saying that the United States is only gangs in LA that shoot each other or something like that.
Exactly. And sometimes our media gives that one-dimensional look. And so it's wonderful for the teams to get the real word out there.
So this time the Rotary Group Study Exchange Program is going to the Philippines.
That's correct. We are taking applications now. The applications for the team members, these are the non-Rotarians between 25 and 40, those applications need to be in postmarked by September 16th. They are available. Further information, dates, application, all that sort of thing is available on our Rotary website. May I give that?
Yes.
That would be rotary5520.org. That is our district website.
And 5520.
That's correct. Okay. Rotary5520.org. And up at the top, they will see a number of links. If they click on GSE, it will take them right into the information. It's called GSE for Group Study Exchange. And all of the information is there, and as well as my phone number. I'm happy to answer any questions anyone might have.
So do you set up the program of what you're actually going to do in Colombia and where you go and everything once you, I mean, in the Philippines or Colombia, once you have the students and know what their interests are, or do you do that beforehand? I keep saying students, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, the young professionals. Interestingly enough, here in this district, we put together the program for the incoming team, the Filipino team. The Philippine district puts together the program for the U.S. team.
Oh, that makes more sense.
And so we should know who the Philippine team members are by the end of September, and we will tell the Philippines who our team members are by the end of September. And at that point, we then begin building the program. The vocational visits are geared towards the individuals. The cultural, sightseeing, social activities, it doesn't matter who they are. Those would apply regardless of the professions. But the professional visits are not planned until we know, we get the bio for the team that is coming.
So last year's exchange, or last time's exchange, it was these New Mexicans going to Colombia, and then you had a group of Colombians come here. What did they do here?
Do you mean on a professional basis or social?
Everything, yeah.
Sightseeing, we took them everywhere. They saw our district from Deming and White Sands to Farmington and Las Vegas, with Albuquerque and Santa Fe in between. We did traditional tourist-type things that you would show your cousin if he came from New England.
Right.
The professional visits, we had one individual is the president of an energy company in Colombia, the fifth largest energy company. They met with the president of the big solar company in Albuquerque. I can't think of the name. They visited with seven other energy companies in the United States, PNM, small Jemez Electric co-ops. They visited with this whole range of energy companies so that they could compare how each do their jobs. And I understand that since then, they're actually going to be doing a cooperative project in Colombia with one of our energy company that came out of this. It was a side product we hadn't anticipated.
So that's some real connections that can be made and would not be made in any other way.
Absolutely. And we had a man who's a hotel manager, and he met with many of our hotels here and went home with a whole new computer program that would be new to Colombia, something that he learned here, and he shared some information with our people that they learned. And so it's that give and take, exchanging and sharing ideas about how they do their jobs.
And really, I mean, obviously there are Rotarians who are putting in money and generosity and food and hospitality and so on to make these things happen. But as things go, it's a pretty efficient way of doing it. You don't have a whole lot of corporate intervention or anything like that.
Absolutely. The host families provide a private bedroom and hopefully a private bath. That's not always the case, and usually breakfast. The Rotary clubs host the lunches and dinners, and there are lots of parties. I should mention that there are lots of parties. Guadalupe could talk about Colombia. I think they party a lot more than we do.
Well, you know,
I
Cali,
should hope so.
Yes, Cali is the capital of the salsa music, so you can imagine. I want to tell you that for me there were two major surprises. One of them, it was how misunderstood Colombia is. What a wonderful people they are. What a happy people are. In the last 2 years, they make this, it's not a contest, but survey which country is the happiest in the world. And Colombia was number one.
Colombia's number one happiest people in the world.
Yes,
that is
yes.
So cool.
And when I was over there, I got to witness how happy they are.
What's that about? Is it just 98% salsa music?
No. You know, my trip was from all the way from Cali all the way to Medellin. Different cities, different people, constantly different people. And I make my chore to find out why they were so happy. The only thing that I can think it was, because I will ask them and they would just smile and say, well, we don't know. Because they have been in war for 50 years. And now I think every day they make the best they can of life.
Interesting.
That's what I find. Also, people talk a lot about the Colombians having the best Spanish. So I was very curious, of course, you know, my first language is Spanish. I was very curious to find out what that was about. What I noticed is they don't have different tones or different up and downs when they speak. Like, for example, some people from South America can have, or different accents like in Central America or Mexico. Their Spanish is very clear. They pronounce all the letters, and it is very easy to understand.
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, Cuba is the country that probably pronounces the least letters. It's very hard to understand. I've heard that when people want to learn Spanish, Colombia is a great place to study.
I guess, you know. So anyway, that was one of the things. But also, it was a surprise, and not so much in some way, that how little people know about New Mexico. They try to, because I'm from Mexico, they were sometimes confused, like, oh, they would say, oh, we love Vicente Fernandez. And I said, well, I didn't come to talk about Mexico here per se. I'm just, you know, I live in New Mexico. So that was very interesting to go over what New Mexico is about. Yes.
And if I may mention, it's just one of the funny things that came out last year. Due to the recent violence in Mexico over the drug issues, the Colombians contacted me early on, and they said, you know, we're really afraid to come, he said, because, you know, all that violence, we're just very concerned. And I said, well, no, that's old Mexico. We're in New Mexico in the
right.
U.S. But that misunderstanding was quite common, and I had inquiries from almost all of the team members regarding that specific issue.
Now, for people who want to apply for this, they just go to your website, they make an application, and presumably go through a meeting process with members of Rotary.
That's correct. The applications, again, are due by September 16th. We will be interviewing the applicants that are chosen for the interviews on the evening of September the 25th and the morning of September the 26th. And we will make the decision that day. So by the afternoon of the 26th, the team will know who has been chosen.
And when do you actually go to the Philippines?
They will go to the Philippines next year. The dates, probably within a few days, will be April the 5th to May the 5th. Those could shift a couple of days either way. We're still working with the airlines and figuring out what's possible, because it's a very long trip.
And is there any linguistic study that goes along with this?
No, we're very fortunate this year in that the Philippine district has told us that our presentations, the team will develop and put together a presentation about our district and the U.S. that they will give to Rotary clubs as they travel in the Philippines. And they have told us they will expect us to give the presentation in English, and that their members will understand, all speak English. So we're very fortunate this year that English is going to be the given language.
Now, one thing, Guadalupe, that you were saying before is that this is really a program for outgoing people.
Yes, yes. Just because the fact that the minute you touch the country where you visit, you have a big party that they come to see you, and you constantly have to talk about where you come from, talk about your profession. They want to know a lot about yourself and anyway where you do. So you really have to be outgoing. You cannot be an introverted person. You have to be very outgoing. Yes, and you have to be, I'm sorry, in a good health
right
shape.
That's what I was just going to say when you asked me about the requirements. I should have mentioned you need to be in excellent health with good stamina. It is an exhausting program, because you're constantly up. You need to be up most of the time.
And going to a new place every few days.
Exactly.
Living out of your suitcase, eating new food, breathing new air.
Dancing.
Yes.
don't forget the dancing.
Don't forget the dancing, yes. I have to say they love Colombians, love to dance. And I make a promise when I was over there. I said, I'm going to go back to the United States and tell everybody what a wonderful country Colombia is, and what a wonderful people they are. So if anybody has opportunity to visit Colombia, please do it.
And we'll talk to you first.
Yes, please do. Yes.
Guadalupe Goler is a member of the Santa Fe Rotary Club, and she was the leader of the trip to Colombia last year. And Donna Pedace is the district chair for the group study exchange program of Rotary International that's going to the Philippines this year. Once again, the deadline for applications is September 16th. That's coming up very soon. The website where you can find out more is rotary5520.org. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. And you can find the show archived and listen to it anytime you want at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Santa Fe's Dotfoil Computer Services. Thanks to Sean Conlon for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Colors of Jazz.